This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Olympic Stadium in Montreal, colloquially known as the Big O, has been a site where the world's greatest athletes have competed for gold, silver, and bronze medals in the Olympics. From 1969 to 2004, it was also home to the Major League Expos baseball team. That's before they pulled up roots and headed to Washington, D.C. But Olympic Stadium is being used today for a very different purpose, as a temporary welcome center for asylum seekers crossing into Canada from the United States. In the last month alone, the CBC reports that some 1,100 asylum seekers crossed into Quebec from the U.S., a number much higher than the 180 that made the crossing in July of 2016. I spoke with Kate McKenna, a reporter at the CBC in Montreal, about this situation and started by asking what it's like inside the stadium.
Well, so if you've been into any stadium, you can kind of picture, you know, where you would like buy your concession. So it's like not in the middle of the dome, so to speak, but they're actually sleeping in the area that you would walk into to go to the washroom or to buy like a hot dog or whatever.
The concourse area, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They've kind of converted that area into a space for all of the people. But you can imagine, like, this is an older building. It's not luxurious living. It's dark and windowless, but they've set up hundreds of cots for people in the meantime. And where you might have been able to buy snacks, they've kind of made that into a small cafeteria area. So people involved with this, with the provincial government organization that helps claimants, they're saying, you know, it's not ideal, but it's they're making it work, you know?
Are we talking about hundreds of people here?
Yes, absolutely. So we initially thought there was going to be about 100 and 450 people there, somewhere in between that. But since then, we've heard that word has really spread, particularly among the Haitian community. And now about 200 people are crossing the border every day. So not only have they set up more cots at Olympic Stadium, they've actually opened additional centers for people because just to deal with this influx of people who are coming, it's unprecedented.
That's amazing. I want to talk about more about some of those large numbers in a moment. But first, is there any idea right now about just about how long these people might be staying in these places?
Well, usually asylum seekers only stay in lodging provided by the provincial government for a couple of weeks. If they are approved for refugee status, they get 1 year of government support. It's unclear at this point exactly how long these people are going to be staying there because they do, of course, risk being deported either back to Haiti or back to the United States. Montreal has one of the largest Haitian communities outside of Haiti, so a lot of community outreach happening there, but not expected to be in the Big O for more than a couple of weeks. But of course, it depends how long the Big O is going to be open for asylum seekers if people continue to come. So if there's just a constant in and out, I mean, this could last months.
For Haitian people especially, there's a pretty high bar that they need to clear in order to reach asylum status, basically, in Canada. Isn't that right?
Well, that's it. The Haitian people need to not simply be affected by poverty or difficult conditions when they return to Haiti. They also have to be able to prove that they would be persecuted in some way or that they face political imprisonment or that sort of thing if they do go back. So that's a very high bar to set. And right now they're coming in as asylum seekers, but there's no guarantee that they're going to be accepted as refugees. So it's a tricky situation. Both the provincial government here, actually also the municipal government of Montreal, as well as the federal government says that they're working, they're putting more resources into this to try and determine or try and help as many people as they can. But there is no guarantee that these people, and we're seeing a lot of pregnant people, a lot of people with young children, there is no guarantee that they're going to be able to stay here in Canada.
It used to be that Haiti was considered by the Canadian government to be a place where there was political persecution and that folks faced that kind of hardship. And apparently that status has run out. Do I have that right?
Yes, I think you do. They're not. There's a list of just actually a handful of countries it's sort of like automatic. Yes, you can be a refugee here. The situation is so bad in your country. I'm not sure when we took Haiti off the list, but Haiti is not currently on the list here in Canada.
Now, you mentioned before that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeted out a welcome to many of these asylum seekers. The mayor of Montreal did so as well. Overall, how have public officials, politicians, and especially Quebecers been reacting to this influx of people seeking asylum?
It's an interesting question. So we are seeing publicly all of the levels of government saying, you know, you're welcome here. We're going to sort this out. We're going to deal with this. But behind the scenes, we're hearing at least from the border officials that there or the border guard union, at least, that it's tense there. I mean, they don't have the resources to deal with this. 200 people crossing the border every day is unprecedented. And there is some degree of tension here. Like there was I guess you could call it a protest, but it was really like a rally of support in front of the Olympic Stadium from Solidarity Across Borders, who were saying, yes, you're welcome here. Immigrants in this country have generally been a good thing. But then on the flip side in Quebec, you also have this group called La Meute, which is like, it translates into wolf pack. And they're saying basically, we don't want any more immigration. We've had too much immigration and we're losing our culture here. So there is a clash here. I mean, publicly, you might not see it as much because, to read Justin Trudeau's Twitter or to read Denis Coderre's, the mayor of Montreal's Twitter, you wouldn't see it. But there is that underlying tension here, as there is in, you know, most places where immigration happens.
Kate McKenna is a reporter for the CBC in Montreal. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.